In January, a number of theatre and dance troupes from the Czech Republic participated in the prestigious International APAP Performance Arts Festival in New York City. The Czech Center in New York hosted all of the Czech performances this year for the second year in a row at their Bohemian Hall space in Manhattan. In this week's Arts, we spoke to the director of the Czech Center in New York, Pavla Niklova, about organizing the performances for APAP, how some of the pieces resonated with a New York audience, and what Czech theater companies can bring to the American theater capital. Masha Vilinsky began by asking Ms. Niklova what exactly the APAP festival entails.
It's both a marketplace and a conference. It's organized by the Association of Presenters of Performing Arts, and they meet once a year, and it includes, as I said, it's a marketplace, so a lot of different presenters, they present their materials and offer their work. But it also includes a lot of showcases. This year it was around 1,000. And apart from that, there are also different sessions, conferences, seminars. Both last year and this year, the Czechs also got a chance to present what was new.
The Czech Center in New York helped to host a number of Czech theater performances this year at the festival. What was the role of the center in terms of organization, but also if there was any artistic input?
The role of the Czech Center was very substantial because we participated at APAP 3 years ago for the first time when we had a booth there. And for this year, for the first time, we decided to organize our own showcase. And I would say that the difference was that those many other showcases are very, very simple. Our artists just get a space, you know, no special lighting, no costumes. They have 10 minutes to show what they know. There are 5 minutes for questions or talk, and then there's another company. So we tried to be more friendly and really worked on it and prepare a showcase of we presented 6 different companies, both in the morning and in the afternoon in one day. And I believe it paid very well, and both experts, presenters, and people from the area of performing arts and our visitors appreciated it.
Can you say just a little bit more about how it was received?
I must say that all the performances were very well received, and it would be difficult for me to say that one of them had a bigger applause. I actually wouldn't say so. There were, in the morning, there was the Drag Theater, the Dragon Theater from Hradec Králové, and it was the only company that had the whole show. So we got a lot of chilling audience for the morning, apart from the participants of APAP. And then in the afternoon, there were 2 dance performances, 220 people and Lenka Wagnerová's company, and then 2 theaters, Mirinka Čechová and Tantehors, and the Arka Theater. And at the end, we also presented a piece, an extract from an opera, Der Kaiser von Atlantis, that the Czech Center in New York co-produced with some partners in New York.
The Arka Theater brought their show Solo for Lou. That's a show that's in some ways even unusual for the Czech Republic. It's an immigrant story. It's a relatively new topic in this country, but in the United States, it obviously isn't. Did you get kind of a sense of what the reactions were to this particular show, if it's a topic that has been covered in the United States so much that it didn't draw that much attention, or was it seen differently?
Well, I think that it's a beautiful performance, and I think in a way it still can resonate more here in the United States, or particularly in New York, than in Prague or in the Czech Republic. Of course, New York has a lot of people. There are people who came here from all different parts of the world, but they are still coming. So immigration, and it's an idea, it's a part of life, but there are many people who have to deal with different problems connected with it. So I think that the performance fit in here very well.
And how often, besides the APAP festival, how often does the Czech Center in New York host performers from the Czech Republic?
Well, Well, that's a very good question. We hardly host any companies. Theater, performing arts, it's the most difficult area of arts to transport and to present for several reasons. It's the language barrier. It's the money. Immediately when you have a bigger company, it's very difficult. But also it's a working visa, because the United States don't have a very welcoming policy for European performers. And also actually the organizers of APOP work with different partners and try to improve it. But also why the Czech centers decided to be present at APOP is this situation that it's very difficult otherwise to present in Czech companies here.
And New York obviously is a very theatrical city. What do you think does modern Czech theater have to offer to New Yorkers? Is there something new, something original that they can bring to the city?
Well, New York is probably number one, the most competitive place for theater and performing arts. And so to succeed in New York in performing arts means that you have to be very professional. You know, most of the actors who are here can sing, dance, and play different instruments. They go through many different auditions, so it's very difficult. Honestly, I can't think about any specific Czech theater feature that would be new here. I know one thing definitely, marionettes are connected with puppets are connected with Czech theater, so that's definitely one thing that when you mention it here, people react to it and know maybe about the history, about the tradition. But in very contemporary theater, I think that people just have to work really hard and try to travel, try to become a member of a for an international company, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.